Today, we'll hear the last in KNBA's series on climate change and Alaska Natives. As Jocelyn Estes reports, the effects of warming temperatures on infrastructure can be dramatic.
In much of Alaska, bridges, roads, buildings, and runways have been built on permafrost. That's soil that became frozen during ice ages from 400 to 10,000 years ago, and a few feet down is frozen rock hard year around. Geophysics professor Vladimir Romanovsky of the University of Alaska Fairbanks Geophysical Institute says permafrost from the Brooks Range south is becoming unstable. He says when permafrost that's a mix of ice and soil melts, the water often flows away and the surface sinks.
It's not just everything sinking evenly, but there is some dips and troughs and all kind of thing develops, which for infrastructure is the worst case scenario.
The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities Chief of Maintenance and Operations, Mike Coffey, says as permafrost thaws, it takes more time and money to keep roads in shape.
When it thaws, then we, maintenance and operations, spend just about all summer up north fighting, you know, the roller coaster ride. So we're removing pavement and re-leveling, smoothing roads, and then repaving or chip sealing back over the top to try and smooth the roads out.
Coffey says during most of the 32 years he's been with the Department of Transportation, Fairbanks winters were cold.
Historically, in the fall, they instantly were close, you know, very suddenly went below zero, and they stayed below zero until the spring.
Now, Coffey says, warmer temperatures are changing maintenance requirements for Fairbanks roads.
We're getting freeze-thaw, freeze-thaw, freeze-thaw. We're getting freezing rain events. We had the huge rainstorm in January, and I think that was 2011. And so the way it's forced us to change the way we do our winter maintenance operations, in that we're actually now having to do anti-icing in the Fairbanks area, which 10 or 15 years ago probably wouldn't have ever been thought of.
Jack Hebert is founder and CEO of the Cold Climate Housing Research Center in Fairbanks. He says melting permafrost can also damage building foundations, putting houses at a tilt. Sometimes houses sink into the ground or the soil subsides, leaving stairs dangling above the ground. But Hebert says there are ways to save a structure whose foundation is damaged.
It's called slab jacking. You can actually lift parts of the foundation that are failing. That can either be done with a fluid, even concrete, or it can be done with a slab jacking foam, and that pushes the foundation back up.
Also in Fairbanks, some hillside residents have seen their wells run dry, and some downhill have seen their basements fill with water as permafrost melts. Hebert says mortgage funders and some municipalities now require soil tests, so homes are not built on permafrost at high risk of thawing. Other climate change effects range from disastrous to inconvenient. Mike Brubaker, director of the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium's Center for Climate Change and Health, says people can prepare for climate change by increasing local self-sufficiency, food, water, and energy security.
And it's something that's, you know, always been a challenge and always been a priority for small rural Alaska communities. And I think we just have to continue to work on that and to make sure as opportunity presents itself, through construction, through investment, through development, that we're making good decisions and helping to make our communities as climate resilient as possible.
While there may be challenging times ahead, Jack Hebert says he's still optimistic for the future.
We can learn and work together on finding ways to address this climatic change that we're experiencing, just as in many other ways we have to adapt to the times that we're living in. I think we've got the talent to do that up here. It's going to take research. It's going to take commitment. And working together, I think we can get there.
Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jocelyn Estes.